Well, hello there. Oh, I've got lots of letters for Santa today. And every year, they're the same. Some ask for toys, but a lot ask questions.
A yo-yo?
If you wish to give me a present?
Hey everyone, welcome to the Christmas Specials We Love Fireside Chat Edition. And today our chat is going to center upon Black Friday. I'm here with Ann Sleeman, Evan Weissman. Evan, not a big Black Friday shopper, though certainly your generation, I think, is almost a little more important because you came up in the peak of Black Friday. We're going to go over the history. We're going to go over the differences in the decades. Unfortunately, some of the darker components. Yeah, maybe you don't want to listen with children to this one. Yeah. Before we really get too into it, I don't love Black Friday in LA because I don't feel like it's Christmas here with the weather and I don't know. But when I'm home, I love it. I don't think I would love it if I were focused on getting a certain item. I don't think I would love it if I said, okay, this Black Friday, I'm going to get all my shopping done. I think there's just too much pressure. But as far as just going out and going to the mall early so you can get parking and then just, I don't know, walking around and seeing the lights and the energy, for me, that part of it I love. I loved when I even got into the fact that I know some people were going drunk on Thanksgiving night when the stores were opening really early. That has changed, which we'll get into why. But anyway, I enjoyed a lot of it. But Ann, let me go to you, your thoughts.
Yeah. So as an individual, I wasn't all in, but my sister, which I mentioned in another show, was 100% all in. So I used to tag along with her all the time. So I have tons of Black Friday memories. Probably the greatest one, if I may share, was I got married on a Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Wow. And we were having family up. Then we had Thanksgiving at my house. And then me, my sister, and my stepdaughter went to the main mall at 1 a.m. on Black Friday. My poor stepdaughter was one and done.
What's the Black Friday?
1 a.m. after having Thanksgiving at my house, after getting married Wednesday.
Love it.
And it was one of the greatest Black Fridays ever at the main mall back in the day. So this was 2005.
Not quite peak. We're getting there. Yeah.
They piped in sand. They had a Hawaiian Elvis impersonator singing Christmas carols. There were doorbusters everywhere. There were people waiting in line at Best Buy, including us, except my stepdaughter left the line to go to Olympia Sports, which I don't even think is still.
No, terrible play calling. Fourth and
she
ten
had to
and
buy
running
a
the
coat because she was from Florida and she wasn't dressed warmly enough.
What do you remember what mall it was in?
Yeah, the main mall in South Portland, Maine.
Wow, South Portland. Okay.
South Portland. It was a zoo. We only went for doorbusters when we first went. My sister always had the flyers out and had the game plan. I was really just there for the fun and frivolity because I love fanfare. So she'd be like, we have to go to Best Buy. We got to go to Dick's Sporting Goods, Sports Authority. And she had the list of all the stuff she was going to get. And if it wasn't a doorbuster, we couldn't waste time.
Well, I love the fact, by the way, doorbuster meaning it's
you want to break the door. It's the hot special when you first open. So those are the ones, Kevin, Ev, that's where the violence would come in. Because it's like, all right, we're only going to have 10 of these.
Obviously. And by the way, there's a couple of, right now, just a shout out to Best Buy. There's a $120 laptop that they're pushing that they're pretty excited about. $99 flat panel TV, 40 inch. It's a couple of nice little things going on. I don't know if we'll knock a door down for it, but, might be good enough. Now, and at some point, maybe next season, we'll have your sister on because she's still a devout Black Friday shopper, correct?
She is. She's a little bit, discouraged with Cyber Monday and that they start early. So she still wears this T-shirt that's black that says Friday and gets excited, but it's not quite the same. But she's somebody who's all in. And I don't think my dad offers to pay her the difference of what she would save anymore. I'll have to check in on that for next year.
He used to pay just to get her to not do it?
Yeah, he'd say, what do you hope to save tomorrow morning? And she'd be like, I don't know, $300-$400. He's like, I'll pay you $450 to stay home. And she's like, no, you got to go. You don't know what you're going to see. She never took his deal.
Well, Jeff Graham, who, you know, has done a bunch of Christmas shows with me, used to produce my wife's show.
Yeah.
His father-in-law rents a big, giant, one of those big, giant vans, like 15-passenger vans, and everybody has to be out by 6. Everyone, he has T-shirts made. Everyone has to wear the T-shirts. And by the way, it's just the millennials and the Gen Z just miserable they have to get. And he's got the mega horn and everything's all set. They go to the mall. They set watches and times, meeting places. I just think it's fun. Like, I don't know. It's like, they'll probably look back when he's gone and they'll say to themselves, this was a great way to bring us all together.
Yeah.
So, Evan, obviously you didn't partake in this, but you grew up in peak times.
So peak behind the curtain, and being my aunt, her sister is my mom. So I heard all of the stories that Aunt just mentioned, and then a few more probably. I know growing up, like, it's a big deal for her. One thing that Aunt didn't mention is she is a very big believer in Black Friday does not start until Black Friday. She refused to go out before midnight. But, like, I don't know what the earliest...
I love her!
Well, yeah.
She wanted very much, like, she very much believes in treating Thanksgiving and Black Friday as
I love two separate She's holidays. Totally on her mind like me. I love it. I'll have to put up some videos. We would do the same thing. We had a Walmart back in Connecticut. And I remember when Maria's mother was sick, she thought it was so fun. I said, okay. And I told the whole family, every time Maria grabs an item, you rip it out of her hands, knock her on the ground. I said, do not let her get anything. And so we did it. So Maria's mom is so cute. Just see with her cane. Kevin, look, she's picking up the... I said, I don't... If it's a purse, if it's gloves, it's a TV, I don't care. Do not let her buy it. Rip it out of her hands and steal it from her. But I love that. I'm now more excited to talk to your mom at some point this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
I really respect that, like, spirit. Listen.
Wednesday night is if there's Black Friday and there's blackout Wednesday night, because that's the biggest party day of the year.
Thanksgiving.
Right. Then you have Thanksgiving, which, by the way, one of my cousins does pie night on Wednesday night, and for 20 years, everyone gets together and they make all of their pies for either the big party they're having Thanksgiving Day, or if other people are having theirs at their house. It's actually really nice. Yeah, pie night is nice. Nice alternative to blackout Wednesday. Okay, let's get into a little bit of the history of this. The term Black Friday originally referred to negative events that happened on a Friday, such as the 1869 financial panic caused by investors Jay Gould and James Risk. Also, we know this from the Depression in the 20s. Black Friday was when the stock market crashed. The exact term Black Friday related to shopping is, well, they say it's uncertain, but through my research, I believe I would like to say it started in the 50s. And it was originally associated with a few things: worker absenteeism on the day after Thanksgiving, as many workers wanted a long weekend. But really, in Philadelphia in the 1950s, the Army-Navy game was played on Saturday of Thanksgiving weekend. And a huge, huge mass of people would go there, and there would be riots and chaos. The police didn't want to work the day after Thanksgiving, so it was really hard to control all of it. And this is when it ended up being called Black Friday. Well, the Philadelphia shop owners were like, well, hey, we've got all these big crowds. Let's start selling more stuff to them. And they tried to name it Big Friday, which didn't stick. Then, as the shopping day kept building up, they tried to come up with a new reason for the name Black Friday. So instead of it being tied to mobs and riots and people not showing up to work, they said, no, it's because on that day, businesses go into the black. You know, they're in the red, they're in debt all year long, but they sell so many items that now they're in the black. So they tried to, that's been the spin, but we know
better. That's what I always thought it was.
Yeah, me too.
Right? That's not it. So retailers rebranded and popularized Black Friday as a major shopping event with this common myth that, yeah, you're going to be in the black that day. But today, now it's migrated to Cyber Monday. And, you know, for reasons I'm going to get into, they've had to make a lot of changes to it. I'll take it a little bit decade by decade.
Love it.
in terms of build. So in the 60s and 70s, the numbers of Black Friday shoppers is relatively moderate compared to later decades. Sales and discounts were not as widespread or as deeply discounted as they would become in later years. The 80s is when it really begins. So more stores start participating in the event, and the day after Thanksgiving remained a significant shopping day, but it wasn't as heavily promoted even still as it would be in the following decade. People still lined up early in the morning for deals, but the scale of the shopping frenzy was not as extreme as it would become. Stores were not opening at midnight. It was still, you know, Friday morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I remember in the late 80s, they would start maybe opening at 6, and that was like, oh, yeah. Caldor is opening at, Mammoth Mart is opening at like 7 o'clock. Oh, my God.
Get to Ames by 5:30.
Zaz. So the 1990s come around, and that's when we see the big increase. Retails begin opening the stores early in the morning, but that early in the morning keeps going back. 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And now this is starting to be recognized as an event. Now the 2000s, as usual, I always say with humans, something good happens and then we just take it too far. We get our iPhones. Isn't it so amazing? We get MySpace and Facebook. Isn't this amazing? And then we just, let's go too far. So now by the 2000s, places are opening at midnight earlier and earlier. The peak of it, just 5 years ago, the Walmart that was in Connecticut that was staying open 24 hours and the deals would start even at 9 o'clock at night on Thanksgiving night. And the darkness that came along with that was all the crimes that are starting to pop up. And I'll go over briefly a few of the notable crimes. By the 2010s, it's still a big deal. However, the online sales are now starting to cut into it a little bit. And finally, the pandemic seems like it's the one that puts the end to stores opening Thanksgiving night or at midnight. I mean, I'm sure, and maybe while I'm doing this, Evan, can you just maybe look up and see if there are any stores that are even opening at midnight? But this same Walmart I know in Connecticut last year or in through pandemic and last year, it's closed on Thanksgiving Day. It opens early on Black Friday morning. And as much as I love in what your sister's into and midnight going out and doing it, and I think there's a maybe there's a place for that, but a reason I'd like to see a few and far between is because I like to see families be able to be with their loved ones on Christmas rather than working at
right.
Yeah, you know. But when the pandemic hit, that's when everyone moved to online shopping and it's unbelievable records. And people really haven't gone back. I mean, Friday they'll still hit all the stores, but it won't be the same. And you know, because of the pandemic, but then also because of the crimes and the things that were happening, they've learned to spread the deals out throughout the week, throughout the next few weeks, and to sell things down. So I, you know, for me, I'm still a big fan of brick and mortar businesses where people can go and shop and interact. We had Maria's Heel Squad podcast. We had Bobby Thomas, who's a fashion expert and is always giving advice on consumer fashion. And she was saying how she's such a proponent of malls and going shopping with your friends because it's such a social thing to do. You know, you go out with your friends, you try out outfits with them. Oh, I like this. I love that. You get it, you know, and to see that go away made her sad. And she was saying it's important for socialization. She even takes me to, you know, people at work today with all the Zoom jobs. I love the idea that we can move maybe to a 4-day work week. I love the idea that you could do some work at home. But for your generation, you know, what you're missing out on is the connections. Yes, the social, yes, the emotional social you miss out on. But if that's not enough for you, the business social of getting ahead. You know, I was just with people for the Miss Universe pageant. We were helping produce. Maria, my wife, hosted it. And we met a couple of young Gen Zers who were, you know, Instagramming away some of the sites down there. And they were saying, no, we never want to work in the office. We just want to work here on our laptops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, one of the girls worked for a major corporation. And she mentioned, you know, that the president, and this is a major corporation, you all would know, and I don't want to give it away, but she once a month sees the president in the halls and has gotten to know him. I'm like, that's not happening when you're, you know, sitting in your apartment on a laptop or remotely. And even some dots were being connected and other things she was telling me about, they were telling me about their careers, that all, none of that happened on Zoom. So I just think personal connection is a big deal. And I think shopping and going out and, you know, so I understand I'm using Amazon all the time. I'm guilty of it as much as the next person, but
right.
I hope in some way, shape or form that the mom and pop stores and the brick and mortar stores can survive.
Kev, can I make a point on that and on
Bobby?
So it's, I agree with that, with the socialization for younger generations, but also for the elderly. Like a lot of the malls were the only place, you know, they live alone. Their spouse may have passed and friends have passed. So going to those malls and to those brick and mortars, that's a lot of times their form of exercise and their form of socialization. So just, you know, to have another reason for keeping those alive is being important, you know?
Yeah. And cold weather too, you know, to be able to go. My dad, when he had cancer, that was the only, we would go and walk. We'd go, you know, that was how you back there. And in the winter months around Christmas time, it's too cold to be outside. So, you know, well, I don't want to turn this morbid, but there is a website, BlackFridayDeathCount.com. Has the number.
We had to go there.
You know, in 2008, there's a really sad story about a temporary employee that went to the Valley Stream Walmart. And poor guy, just part-time job, just to make some extra money, maybe for the holidays. He has his Thanksgiving dinner with his family. And he goes, and outside, because of all the deals that are out there, the crowd gathers at midnight, and it gets bigger and bigger. And the police show up at 3. And unfortunately, and I've seen bad, lazy police do this. I've experienced this actually with, there's great policemen out there, but the bad, lazy ones do exactly what these ones did. They basically on their megaphones at 3 a.m. and said, "Hey, everyone chill. Let's be orderly. Let's be nice. It's the holidays." Da, 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 da. At 5 a.m, they leave. So they're gone. And this giant mob just keeps pushing at the doors and pushing at the doors. And the doors are just literally starting to bend open.
Yikes.
And this poor young man was in front of all of it. Finally, the doors break, snap open, and in comes this herd, and they trample him. And he's on the ground, and they literally trample him to death. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. You just see, you know, I used to see outside of Fenway Park, I used to work outside of Fenway Park, and sometimes foul balls would get hit over the Green Monster. And they would bounce down the street that I'd be working in. What I tell you, what the civilians would do for that ball, knock over little kids, a foul ball. I mean, it's a piece of cork. It has no sentimental value. This isn't like this. This isn't a big historic home run. I mean, and
you weren't even at the game.
The insanity. Anyway, 2008, that same year, there's one in Concord, California. Two women were arguing and a man. And the man with each of them got involved. One man pulled out a gun. The other man responded with his own firearm. A shootout occurred and both men died. In 2011, Walter Vance, a 61-year-old shopper with a known heart condition, collapsed while shopping at a Target store in West Virginia on Black Friday. Other shoppers focused on the deals ignored him, and he died on the floor. Also in 2011, a woman pepper sprayed a crowd at a Los Angeles Walmart, injuring 20 people, and then she calmly went and purchased her items. In classic American fashion, when the cops were going to be onto her, she came back to the store, turned herself in, and promptly looked into suing the Walmart because she was not safe and had to pepper spray everybody. So it was one of those things where she made such a stir that, there was just no repercussions. Unreal. 2013, Concord, North Carolina, a group of friends heading home from Black Friday shopping when the driver fell asleep at the wheel. The car ran off the road, resulting in fatal injuries. 2016, Atlantic City, a shooting occurred outside Macy's department store at the Hamilton Mall in Atlantic City. Shooter was never found, and a street in Atlantic City was actually named in honor of the victim, so that was nice. In 2016, Reno, Nevada, a shooting took place at a Walmart in Reno, Nevada over a parking spot dispute during Black Friday sales. No charges were pressed. 2016, in Texas, while at a Walmart there, witnessed a woman being beaten in a parking lot. He intervened, but the situation escalated, leading to the man who intervened being shot dead. In 2016, violence erupted outside an Adidas store in Vancouver during a limited edition shoe release, resulting in arrests and the sale cancellation. 2018, Hoover, Alabama, erupted at the Riverside Galleria, the largest enclosed mall in Alabama. A fight resulted in the shooting. The gunman was confronted and shot by an armed shopper. The shooter was killed, but two others, including a 12-year-old girl, were injured. 2019, this seems like it's the last one. A shooting occurred at a shopping mall in Syracuse. A 21-year-old man was shot and killed in a crowded parking lot. Since then, you know, we haven't had, it doesn't seem like we've had much, because now we've put protocols into place to stop this madness. So probably shouldn't have even maybe brought any of that up, because I want to keep, I'm with, and your sister and your mom, Evan, I'm with her. I want to keep Black Friday alive, but yes, let's right. do it safely. Let's do it fun.
Not crazy.
Yeah, because all the stuff is accessible in other places and is accessible online. But I still think it's a fun day, and I think it's a great way to start the season. Preseason, early season. Yeah, this is like, it's the All-Star break, and that's it. Then we're going right in, and then I'd see Christmas week, that's the playoffs. That's it. Totally. It's over.
So this is like the draft is over. The trading deadline's done. That's like
way past this equation. Yeah. Right. Trading deadline ends, I think, on Black Friday. There's no trades. You're done. We're in it now. That's it. This is the march to the Super Bowl.
Got your team.
So that being said, Evan, I'm sure you're not going to do anything on Black Friday.
And working that day, at least.
You're working. Where are you working, though?
A restaurant. So
You have to keep us posted. Do you think you'll be getting shoppers who
try
to get off their feet?
I don't think so. We're not really in a near the malls in the city, so we're kind of off that beaten path. I'm sure we'll get some people.
I'm interested. We'll be doing follow-ups next week.
Okay. Since people know that it's now in Origins in Philly, and you're in Philly, more people will be out reveling for Black.
I think you'll see more people. If people go there, I think it's more for that reason. But we'll find out. Now, Anne, are you doing anything? You're down in Florida?
I'm back in Florida, sadly not with my sister. Or if I was with my sister, I'd definitely be going. I had plans on going, but we all know I take care of my mother-in-law, who just came down with shingles and is not thriving right now. So it's kind of on the fence, not to keep it dark. But so I don't know. I might have to take a pass this year and then go double down. How about you?
I don't think so, because I've got the baby and I've been away, and I still want to spend time with my baby. So
perfect.
I think, yeah. And like I said, just it doesn't really feel, I don't feel it as much.
Cyber Monday all around.
I don't feel as much in Los Angeles, unfortunately. Yeah. Anyway, listen, this is the Christmas specials we love. Fireside Chat Edition. We'll be dropping more chats as we approach the holiday, as well as covering more of your favorite specials and movies. I'm going to sign off here and say keep it one foot in front of the other. Remember our text, if you want to text us, it's 351-251-2511. 351-251-2511. 2511. We are at Christmas Specials We Love on Instagram. And of course, we love when you give us that 5-star review and a nice message. And of course, we try to read as many as we can. And Evan, I'm going to let you take it from here. And if there's, you want to read one or two of our texts or iTunes things, I leave it to you. But unfortunately, I have to start prepping, because we're in Thanksgiving week. I've got to get blacked out. I've got to get blacked out tonight. I've got Thanksgiving, and then I don't know what else with Black Friday. Anyway, I love to you all, and I will say, I'll talk shortly. But you have the Westmans, Anne and Evan.
Bye, Kev. So I'll read two shout outs, and then we'll talk shortly. Ev from Apple Podcasts. These people could be in your living room. Great conversation and humor amongst a group of people covering the nostalgia of childhood and breaking down holiday shows, movies, events, while they capture a specific time when life was simpler and beloved. This show is for anyone who loves the holidays. And one quick text shout out from Kathy Rogers. Hello, lovely folks at Christmas Specials We Love. I love this show. I am of an age where this reminds me of all the things that were special about the holidays. Watch the parade, what you did while the grown-ups cooked, and prep for the relatives coming over for dinner. Also, a huge thank you for solving a family mystery. My mother passed this year at age 99. She spent part of her childhood in New York with cousins. She always talked about dressing up as hobos on Thanksgiving, but couldn't recall the details. I now think that she was talking about the ragamuffin parades. She and her cousins may have taken part as young children. This is so very cool. Looking forward to future episodes. Happy Thanksgiving. And on that, Ev, I think we say one foot in front of the other and we'll talk shortly. Yeah. We'll All talk right. Shortly. Safe travels. Talk shortly.